Letters to the Editor. I have been really blessed by the prophetic messages I was privileged to read in the Tomorrow's World magazines. God bless you. T.A. Bale, Ethiopia. I thank God with all my heart for the wonderful gift of Bible teaching that He has given you. I am of Sudanese background and nationalized as an Australian. While watching you presenting the good news about the soon coming Kingdom of God on Tomorrow's World telecast, I got convinced so much that I had tears flowing from my eyes. R.M., Armidale, New South Wales, Australia. I have just read your booklet, The Ten Commandments. What a beautiful thing it was to read. I can't express in words what an eye-opener it was. I feel I have learned so much from that booklet, and I don't want to part with it. I intend reading one of the commandments each day for the rest of my life. I am 87 years old and have been receiving your magazine for years, and it has made a huge difference in my life and my family's lives. Again, I thank you for all diligence in trying to teach people the real reason to live good lives. I know how sincere you are in trying to get the world to read and learn of our God, our Father, and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Many thanks for everything you do. I know God will bless you. G.H., Fremantle, Western Australia. This is my third week watching the Tomorrow's World program on television. I like the topics about the Ten Commandments and your ultimate destiny. I would like to learn more. I have already requested several of your free booklets. Thank you very much for your ministries. W.L., Santa Maria, Philippines. I need to tell you how much I enjoy and appreciate your ministry. I thank God daily for not letting me continue to wander in the wilderness and for leading me to your literature. I am finally in position to read, understand, and accept His word in my life. C.D., Prince George, Virginia. In the September-October 2012 issue of Tomorrow's World, Roderick C. Meredith made some unwise recommendations in How Would Jesus Vote for President? He basically wrote that believers in Christ not only shouldn't vote, but should abstain from the entire political process in this country. The system would be far worse if men humbled by Christ didn't hold political office or run for such office. Abandoning government authority to the rule of evil men is the height of folly. Hopefully not many who read Mr. Meredith's article will follow his dangerous recommendations. How about voting for Jesus Christ for president? Now there's someone I, and I think Mr. Meredith, will enthusiastically vote for. K.R., Bronx, New York. Editor's note. We at Tomorrow's World trust in God's judgment as to whom He places as rulers over the nations. Daniel 5:21. True Christians understand that they are, in effect, ambassadors of God's coming kingdom. 2 Corinthians 5:20 and Ephesians 6:20. Called to live peaceably among the nations of this world. Just as other nations' ambassadors cannot vote in U.S. elections, Christians understand that their primary citizenship is in heaven, making it inappropriate for them to vote in this world's political contests. Philippians 3:20. I have been reading your booklets. I was reading the Ten Commandments about the Fourth Commandment, and it made me want to read more. So I ordered the booklet, God's Church Through the Ages. The more I read, the more I want to know. Please keep up the good work. God bless you all. R.M., Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We encourage you to share with us your reaction to Tomorrow's World. Please direct your correspondence to Letters to the Editor at our United States address or send email to letters@tomorrowsworld.org. Letters may be edited for space and clarity. Remember to include your name, address, and daytime phone number.